There are two things in this world, the soul which is real and the body which is unreal. Both of these are not to be grieved for, because the soul never ceases to be and the body is ever perishable. Thus Sri Krishna speaks of the immortality of the self or the soul. The self exists in three periods of time, past, present and future. He declares that the embodied soul in everyone identifies with itself with varied forms temporarily to gain preordained experiences. Neither Krishna himself nor Arjuna nor other kings who have assembled in the battlefield are mere accidental happenings, nor shall they cease to exist in future. It is not that they came from nowhere, nor their death they become nothing or non-existence. The soul remaining the same, it gets apparently conditioned by different body equipments and comes to live through its self-ordained environments. All the living creatures existed before their birth. They exist now and would even exist after the disappearance of their present bodies. A man experiences his existence before sleep, after sleep and during sleep. While his existence is continuous, his body is changing every moment and ultimately perishes one day. Thus, existence is beyond time. While biological body is bound by time and space, waves arise, they play and die away. But the ocean ever remains the same. Prior to the pot, in the pot and after the pot, it was only the mud or clay which has continuous existence. Just as the destruction of a pot does not lead to the destruction of the clay, so the destruction of the physical body does not lead to the destruction of the soul. Therefore, Arjuna should not grieve for his relatives out of the fear of their destruction. Next, we go on with the immutable character of the soul. Just as in this body, the embodied self passes into childhood, youth and old age, so also does he pass into another body, calm and does not grieve at it. Embodied self means the soul assuming a physical body. Calm man means he who has self-knowledge and does not grieve at it, means that he does not grieve at death. In the progress of the growth of the body, childhood dies when the youth is born and youthhood dies when the old age sets in. Even while childhood or youthhood no longer remains at the old age, man remembers his early days fairly well. This something is common throughout the various stages of growth, which would remember the past experiences. And none feels unhappy about these changes. For the self in this body, as is obtaining the changes in the experience of childhood, youth and old age, so also is the change in the experiences on obtaining another body. A wise person is not confused or overpowered by such changes in the experience. Let us understand the statement properly. The indweller. The self in one's body is the same in one's childhood, youth and old age. Similarly, on obtaining another body, the indweller in that new body also is the same self or the Atman. Childhood, youth and old age are only with respect to one's physical body. The self, without undergoing any change, remains the same in all three stages of bodily experiences. It is the same Atman which is indweller in any new body. One may assume later after the present body falls. There can never be a time when Atman is not there. Thus at all times I am does not change, but what I am may change. A wise person is not confused or overpowered by such changes. If one thinks that I changes from childhood to youth I, to old age I, and to another I in another body, one must simply ask oneself the question, who is that I? Who recognizes all these changes in the eyes? That I, the recognizer I, that seer I, that knower I, is indeed Atman. The self which is eternal, all-pervading, is never subject to change. The self does not die at the cessation of the childhood stage, nor is it born again at the commencement of the youth stage, and so with the next stage of old age. As a self passes unchanged from one stage to another of the physical body into another stage, so it passes unchanged from another body, one body into another. As one does not grieve for the body when it passes through childhood, youth and old age, similarly one should not worry or get himself deluded over when the soul passes over to another body at physical death. Thus, birth and death are spoken with regard to the physical body and not the soul. At the moment of death, there is no extinction of the individual. The embodied ego of the dead body, as subtle and casual bodies, leaves its previous structure and, according to the vasanas or the mental impressions gained during its embodiment, it gets itself identified with another physical body, where it can express itself completely and seek its perfect fulfillment. Now Arjuna may say, "Well, Krishna, all this talk about Atman is interesting. It is nice to know that all of us are in fact eternal, and Atman is Ananda Swarupa. Atma is all happiness. I have not experienced that Atma yet. Our scriptures say so, you say so, I accept that all to be true, but that does not help me much just now. The ups and downs of daily life do create pain and sorrow. This is common experience. Whether it is justified or not, it is still a fact that I am suffering from sorrow and distress at this time. Please tell me how I must handle the situation." Anticipating such a request from Arjuna, Bhagwan says, "The contacts of the senses with the objects, O son of Kunti, which causes heat and cold, pleasure and pain, and a beginning and an end, they are impermanent. Endure them bravely, O descendant of Bharata." The objects are perceived not by the sense organs, skin, ear, car, nose, tongue, but through them. The sense organs are the channels through which the perceiving ego gathers the knowledge of the objects, such as touch, sound, form, smell, and taste. If this process of perceiver contacting the objects through the sense organs does not take place, the objects as such cannot bring any response or reaction in any individual. The object remaining the same, it can give different experiences to the same individual at different times or at the same time to different individuals.